This is Charlie and Samuel on Cam FM.
Yes, what a start to the show. I'm liking that a lot. What are we thinking, Charlie?
I mean, it just occurred to me, you don't even, like, celebrate Christmas.
That's not important at all. That's entirely irrelevant in the case of things here. Fact is, it's a lot of fun.
You know what, right? You just need to write a good Christmas song and you're sorted for the rest of your life, don't you?
It's so true. You've got a little few lines, something about, you know, Christmas trees, snow and good tidings.
Have you seen that film with, like, Hugh Grant? It's like Notting Hill or something. He, like, lives off his dad's Christmas song, just like his whole life.
You're not talking about Love Actually, because that is the best film ever made in all time.
That's not Love Actually. No.
Whoa. Did I hear Love Actually is the best song ever?
No, best film ever. It's the best film ever. It's true. Oh, by the way,
it is not, Matt. It is.
You're outvoted.
Also, any unseasoned listeners, that you're currently hearing at the moment is actually Christos Constantopoulos.
Indeed. After a year of absence, Christos is back to the Charlie and Sammy.
By unpopular demand.
We see he basically scrounged it off of last week because he thought Charlie wouldn't be here. But he actually is here, so we've got no use for him, but he's still here anyway, so right.
Thank you very much, Sam.
A lot to discuss on the show this week.
Yeah, like
obviously,
a lot.
All the Christmas stuff to be going on with. Okay. You've just been up for an interview, so we're going to have like apprentice-style like interview situation with you. I had a very interesting weekend involving a party where I might or might not have been involved in close contact with a male stripper. But I didn't actually tell you about this, so this is actually going to be discussed later as well. Otherwise...
I'm glad my money's been...
It isn't... if you'd like to message in the show, it's quite easy. You can just click on the box that you're listening through at the moment, just send a message, it'll come straight into our inbox, and we can read it out to you and give you a shout out. Or message me personally, or Charlie personally, or Christos personally. He's actually got a phone number.
Now, which he's given us after 3 years of friendship.
Just gave it to us 2 minutes ago. I think it's gonna be a decent show. Have you got some music to play that you're quite excited about?
I am so excited about this. Pale Waves.
But we need to move on because Charlie is just sitting here currently. Say what you see, Christos, what's he wearing?
A very, very long tie. Surrounded by a suit.
Yeah.
And a fancy watch, can I say?
It's not, it's an ice watch. It's like 20 quid.
Okay, let's go. Is this going to work? Oh, no, he's put the music on. That's better. Right, it's Charlie.
This track is actually a slightly faster version of the original by Sergei Polovkov.
For coffee, yeah. Get it right, mate.
Sorry.
Right. Right, tell me what I should be going to employ you on The Apprentice. When I used to grow up in the East End of London, it's my best impression of Alan Sugar. Lord Sugar. Sir Alan. Charlie, you went for an interview today. How did it go?
It's intense, yeah.
Really?
If you put, right, a load of, like, aspiring graduates into, like, a group interview situation, they literally become feral dogs.
Wow. Were you a feral... Would you say you're a feral dog as well?
No, you know what I tried? I tried to be that sort of, like, alpha dog. Not alpha dog. That's not what I was at all. I tried to be that dog who kind of sits back and, like, barks once, but everyone shuts up and listens.
Did that work?
I think it went okay.
What did you bark? Tell me what the setup was. It sounds really like The Apprentice, actually, so it's quite cool.
Well, it's a really intense atmosphere.
What was your task? You had a simple task. What was your task?
I can't tell you my task. It was just really intense because you have like four like examiners around you, and then you're in a table in the middle.
How many people were there?
There's like six of you.
Oof.
And there was like, you know, there's always the really pushy person, and then and everyone had like, you know, they knew the buttons to press. They were like trying to like so go for it.
Really?
It's just one of those things, isn't it? It's a complete, in many ways, it's so artificial and like souped up. I thought so. There were like three tasks, and I thought that the group one would be the easiest because there's like a written one and then like a one-on-one verbal one.
But the group, you've got to stand out with the group.
So
one.
Intense.
It's what I want. You've got to stand
you've
out.
You've got to really fight and get your elbows out, kind of thing.
Did you do it?
Well, you know, my recommendation was put forward.
There we are.
So there we go.
What did you recommend?
I can't tell you.
I can't tell me, fine. Anyway, it's got a bit light as me.
It's obviously good. But yeah, no, so I literally, like, it was at 8 a.m. I had to be there at 8 a.m., which is absolutely ridiculous.
That's very early.
So I got up at 6.
You didn't get her on time. And that's
really
your first problem.
So I've literally gone gone from 6, and I've been in this interview. I got out at 1:15, grabbed a toasty, got on a train, and now I'm here.
He is. And he's made it, which is good. That's very huge dedication on your part.
Thank you.
For coming here. And when did you find out whether you got the job?
It's like a while, January.
You're hired. You're fired. You find out one
probably
way or the other.
Latter. Yeah,
find out one way or the other. Anyway, that's a good point. They say you're fired, but he never actually employs him, does he?
That's a good point.
Why does he say you're fired?
I mean, that's a fundamental flaw with The Apprentice.
Yeah, it is.
I think they should just cancel it, you know?
Yeah.
That's it now.
It's all nonsense, right? Well, that's the end of that. That was fun. Yes. What do you think, Charlie? What are you saying?
Mediocre.
Mediocre at best.
I don't know, Christmas songs, yeah.
Oh, don't, it's a lot of fun. Someone says, don't diss the tie, someone supports your tie. Right, we're moving on to what my evening was. Like, where's the right tab for this? Come on. Oh, is it this one? Okay, my evening, last night. Okay. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Charlie, do you want to go off your phone?
Sorry.
So, last night, I spent the evening... Da, 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 da. So the evening at a birthday party. Now the birthday party was quite a usual birthday party, and I was told beforehand that I would have to bring £5 for an entertainer who was going to come along. Now
whose birthday party?
One of my societies. And I'm actually going to turn over the thing because kind of, there is a woman from the 60s currently undressing with the music that we've got on. I'm not really sure what's going on. It's all a bit weird. Right, anyway, so this is nothing on what happened last night. I turn up, pay a fiver, and then a man walks in dressed as a fireman.
Oh, great.
Can I tell you?
And you
can
thought,
I tell you, Charlie?
Fire?
I was like, where's the fire? There was no fire. But I'll tell you what, there was something very hot going on.
Did you like my outfit?
Pardon?
Did you like my outfit?
Yeah, it wasn't you, Charlie. I have to say, you looked slightly different. He was a little bit older than you as well. Basically, she wanted to have a male stripper at her party. The rule was, he wasn't allowed to take his pants off. That didn't stop him, let me tell you. he stripped down, and there was like 20 of us in the room. We were just giggling the entire way through. I was cringing out so massively.
It must be so hard if you're the performer in that situation.
Yeah, I felt really bad for him. Like, it was a very awkward situation, because you sort of had to deal with people laughing at you, which I guess isn't one of the best situations to be in. Someone says Brexit means Brexit, and I don't know what that's got to do with anything on the message.
Full English Brexit.
Brexit. Anyway, back.
And
to
somebody says you ignored the negative comment about Ariana Grande.
What did they say?
They said it's my least favourite Christmas song you've played so far.
I'm sorry. Well, we've only played two, so
three.
Yeah, count the other ones. Anyway, point is, I've still got this woman who's currently on our screen. Anyway. There's the girl who wasn't actually the birthday girl who was sat in the chair, and he's like, does all this stuff. He's like, sits on her, he makes us put moisturizer all over him and stuff. We're just all giggling away. And then he wasn't allowed to take his pants off. So what he did is he put this very thin, I'll describe it to you. He put on this very thin, it had a very thin, flag with a smiley face on it that he wore around himself like a towel. He then pulled down his trousers, and then there's that funny trick you can do with a towel and we put a fork in, and it looks like the towel's flying up, and there's like something like moving the towel up and around the place. Do you know what I mean?
No.
Point was, it looked like there was something levitating the flag, and it wasn't a fork.
Oh my god!
And then it got really intense, and he did that for about 5 minutes, and then he left. And all they could say was that he said he'd do 20 minutes. It wasn't worth the money. That was all we got from the evening.
So did you have to like stuff like money in his?
No, I didn't go anywhere near him. I stayed well away. I was just cringing out the entire way through. People are coming with messages left, right, and centre at the moment. I'm not sure what's going on.
That is a really bizarre situation.
Yeah.
Was it like a 21st or something?
It was a 22nd.
22nd. Yeah.
23rd. Actually,
where was it?
Maybe 23rd. It was in her room.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Someone says, Charlie and Samuel, you're talking over each other. I don't think that's going on.
No, we're not talking over each other.
Problem is that we're actually normally quite good at that. Currently, we're just talking over a woman who's currently.
No, stop talking about.
Anyway, right.
This is so bizarre. Someone's got an obsession,
The music's getting weird. And the actual situation, I can promise you, is even weirder than that in itself. I wasn't really sure what to think about it, but I think it's one of the ones where you can just say, at least I've done it once. Do you know what I mean?
Character-forming experiences.
And you can. Yeah. It was somewhat character-forming, I feel, in its nature. Anything happened exciting to you this week or of interest? Or
I'll tell you after the break.
I'll tell you after the break. Okay, have you got a song to play, or shall I put on?
Play a bit of Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber? Christmas song? Justin Bieber?
Oh my god.
Charlie and Seth. Wally and Cam FM.
So Christos didn't actually know what a mistletoe was.
Really?
I mean, we keep forgetting that sometimes I'm not from the UK or from other Europe sometimes. Yeah.
I suppose.
We don't actually have mistletoes, I think.
Do you not?
I mean,
when did you ever kiss anyone?
I prefer not to reply to that one. It's a sad story.
That is a classic. Like, I don't really like Justin Bieber for obvious reasons, but like, that is actually a bit of a banger.
It's a bit of a banger.
But he just wanted to get some action, didn't he?
He did get a bit of action at the end of that song on the video. Yeah. What I will say is that we've only played sort of quite modern songs for the record, like, in like that and Ariana Grande, Bieber and Grande. Yeah. I'm saying, like, they're coming out with decent modern Christmas songs, because you think they're all the classics, but we're still pushing them out these days, you know. And that's very, very good. I'm quite impressed with that.
I'm so glad that you think the state of Christmas songs is so...
I think it's an important thing to do. Message in what your favourite Christmas song is. We might be able to play it for you on Cam FM, on live radio. Wouldn't that be exciting for everyone concerned? Right, I thought I was reading up some about some interesting stuff about Christmas. I thought we could discuss it. Mm. But I think it's quite... Do you think it's artsy enough, Christos, for the arts section? Or
what
do you
think? Yeah, go for it.
Do you think we should do it in the arts section? Okay, we'll do it as an arts thing then. We'll do it as an arts... We'll do it as a... hold on. All right, hold on. It's an art section. So welcome to the
it's an art
Charlie and Simon Arch section for another week. So you know the song Jerusalem by whoever it is, Parrot or something, you know,
like vaguely,
you know the song.
Hum it to me.
And did those feet in ancient times So apparently that song is actually about Jesus coming to Britain when he was a young boy.
Yeah.
After he was born,
just like a holiday.
No, basically, so they say that between after he was like age 5 or something, there's nothing that's written about him until he was 30. So what was he doing? Was he just mulling around, having a bit of a party? Actually, he was helping his uncle.
Some male strippers.
He was perhaps. That's highly blasphemous.
Yeah, he was friends with the strippers. What do you think, Mary? You know, is it Mary?
She wasn't really a stripper. She was. It was a bit of a different vibe, but we're not really sure. Yeah. I'm getting a call in at the moment from someone, but I can't answer it. I'm on the show. But I was.
It's killing him. It's absolutely killing him.
Should I try? Hello.
This is absolutely awful. Sam is obsessed with his mobile phone.
I'm on the radio. I'll call you back later.
This is literally my life.
Only Sam.
It's fine. No, it's fine. It's all right. Anyway, point being, was that apparently he came to Britain. He worked on his uncle's ship, and he came to Britain. Someone says they want to listen to Merry Christmas Everybody by Slade. Do you want to...
Nah, that's a classic, yeah.
Put that on.
Better than the rubbish you're coming out with.
Anyway, so apparently he came all the way to Britain, and that's what it means. When he was working on his uncle's ship, there was a trade lot of route that came all the way to the UK, and he might have actually been in Britain at some point, which is very exciting.
Might have, possibly. Yeah. Legend has it.
Do you not... You're not buying it?
Fetty Wap. No.
We're not playing Fetty Wap.
What is that?
I'm not sure if you can even say that on radio. as a term. So you're not buying it, Christos. You said there was another myth that you heard. Well, there's
plenty of myths. Like, you know, the Mormon myth about, like, Jesus and Jews going to the Americas and stuff like that.
Yeah. But you said in Greece, there's one that Mary went to Greece.
Yeah, there's one of these myths that Mary went to, like, a particular area of Greece, which is now, like, full of monastic orders for men. Mm. And, she went there with St. John or something, that she said, I love this place, and God replied, henceforth it will be your God and Mary, and you will be the only woman to walk in it.
Really?
And since then, women are not allowed to walk in there. Yeah. But again, this is religious legend.
Where's your documentary evidence?
Exactly. That's folklore.
But it's my favourite myth so far. I think if it did happen, it would be quite a cool thing to have
said. What did you do while he was in England, Jesus?
I think he just mulled around. He was in sort of the Yorkshire Dales, so I think he might have just gone to, like, see some sights, see the things. Someone says their favourite song is, for sentimental reasons, is Rockin' Around the Clock by Brenda Lee.
Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. Theology degree does not teach you to read or write.
Yeah, so anyway, that I think...
Wait, and of course, and tonight you're invited, might be going to a Christmas Carol concert.
Ooh, very nice.
I don't really do cultural things. I don't know, but...
Don't do cultural things?
You know,
everything,
like,
is cultural,
no, that's true, good point. Like, a sort of high cultural sort of, you know, all that rubbish that Sam goes to. But, you know, I'll give it a go. I'm an open-minded person.
Yeah, that's 10 to 11, Great St. Mary's. Come, free cold chocolate.
It's Charlie and Samuel.
It's Christmas!
We're a show of the people. We play your requests.
We do.
That was Slade, Rob. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Oh, it's great. Sorry.
Speaking of which, Samuel...
Merry Bridgemas.
Samuel and Christos, can you explain to both myself and the viewers why is...
The viewers?
The listeners. Look, I'm viewing you, and it's a painful experience.
It's been a long day for Charlie.
And...
give me a minute.
Huh? Yeah, just give me 5 minutes. Let's play the 30-second game so I can...
Yeah.
Explain to us why, on the 26th of November, we are playing Christmas songs. Some would say it's too early.
Actually, we're currently in ARU, which is the other university in Cambridge, and they've got not one Christmas decoration over the entire building because we were trying to look for one to take a photo with this afternoon. There was nothing there.
Oh, is that why you drew on the...
That's what I drew all on. I was just finding a random tree.
In London, everything's got... There's like four Christmas trees outside, like one hotel I was walking past. Really? Lights everywhere. Yeah, they're going full whack with that.
So because we're not in Christmas... Sorry, in Cambridge for Christmas. We're not in Christmas for Cambridge as well. What they do in at Cambridge University is they do it 1 month early. They do Bridgmas, which is on the 25th of November. Yeah. And there was a big dinner last night, wasn't there, Christos?
Yes,
which
indeed.
Is what I went to before my stripper experience.
It
was a hell of an evening.
Explain to me, because I was holed up in London prepping for my interview, so please, what happened at Bridgmas?
Christos went to the whole thing. I only came for a little bit because I was very busy.
Sam's a very busy man. His time's very valuable.
Well, very valuable.
Basically, from like 4 to 11, I was in one of the accommodation kitchens, right? Started off by cooking a meal for there were like 16 of us who were eating later. So it was like a big friendship group do like big Christmas dinners, right? And it was like four of us cooking, and it took us 3 hours to prepare everything. You know?
So what did you have?
Intense. Oh, I mean, like we had loads of stuff, believe me.
Yeah, go on.
We had like roasted Yorkshires. We had what meats?
Yeah.
Well, obviously, I like chicken and beef and stuff like that. We also had like what are they called? Pig ham.
Pigs and blankets.
Yeah, pigs and blankets. We had like Yorkshires, burps and veggies as well. Like loads of stuff, believe me. And
that's
mash,
amazing. Was it good? Did you have it?
Yeah.
One of the hardest things, right, is getting it all ready at the same time. This sounds like a cooking
show. Exactly. We actually had put up a whiteboard with like three columns saying, prepped. Cooking.
It was a real
time.
It was
going on.
So Sam rocks up and just enjoys all the dinner.
Well, the thing was, I brought my stuff. I didn't. First year, I made latkes for everyone because it isn't. I don't celebrate Bridgmas. I celebrate Bridgmaka, which is like a similar sort of festival.
Yeah,
my society that I'm part of. I actually thought we could play because we played a lot of Christmas songs. So I thought someone's actually requested.
Can we just say he makes it sound like we play a lot of Christmas songs against his will? He's the one who wants to play Christmas.
I asked for all the Hanukkah songs, but they didn't. So they said no. But
not
we can
true.
Actually. I thought we just
definitely
go and.
Not true.
I thought we'd maybe just try and play one Hanukkah banger. Well, actually, it was requested. So. I actually like that, Charlie. I thought it was quite good.
Oh, just take a moment to breathe in the sweet relief of a really good song.
And know that nothing more of that's going to happen because today is Bridgmas Day and we're taking it full on. You can gonna tell us little bit about. You didn't announce.
No, I just said that was Kurt Vile with Loading Zanes.
Okay, let's move on. Oh, God. Sorry, let's do that again because I like that.
Right, you've been
actually.
Really poor on the board today. It's usually my day, but because I've been so tired and rushed back here, I've let Sam go on it, and that's why the show is absolute rubbish.
Okay, that's why it's good. Let's try again. Second time lucky. Let's go. Oh, there we are. Right, okay. It's time for. Boom, boom, boom. Sports. Trying to name the words. Today's the sports. Is a sports section. Extreme every week on the show. Charlie Walton brings us a extreme sport. This week we're trying to find something that's a bit Christmassy. Charlie Walton, what have you got for us?
It's not actually a sport.
Is it not?
No.
It's an extreme. Though.
It's extreme Christmas nights.
Ooh.
You've probably seen this, right? Look around your middle class suburban home because these are the most likely places to find it.
Yeah.
You will see those neighbours.
I live in Boreham Wood.
I mean, yeah.
It's not very middle class.
And it's also...
Not very suburban. It's neither of those things, but okay. You get the idea.
If you go to places like St Albans.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know.
Well, is there anywhere sort of quite suburban in Greece?
Yeah. There's like the so-called northern suburbs of Athens and stuff like that.
What's that called? Give me a name of an northern suburb of Athens.
Like, for example, it would be Marousi.
Marousi.
If you go to St Albans or Marousi, you will see...
Or northern Pyongyang.
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
Pipe down. You will see those people who go all out on the Christmas front, who think, you know what, for Christmas this year, Santa's going to deliver me a huge electricity bill, and they're going to put out a shed with a sleigh on it and, like, the nativity scene, and it's going to all be lit up.
So you've got a video here, I can see.
Well, yeah, but, on. I mean, I assume it doesn't say anything more to it. So this is of a man who's put 200,000 light spectacle in front of his house.
200, how much?
So 200,000 lights make up this spectacle outside of his house.
That's actually crazy.
We don't need to play the video, but what I can tell you is that there is like a spinning wheel, like the London Eye.
Oh my
Every
goodness.
Tree is wrapped in Christmas lights. You've got Santa on the roof. You've got all the snowmen, the polar bears. Anyway, this is a guy called Matthew Hyatt who lives in Florida. Well, he lives in the city of, city of Plantation in Florida, which is about 30 miles north of Miami, right?
Unfortunate name.
Well, quite. And anyway, this spectacle is so kind of big and bright that it's been considered a public nuisance.
Really?
And so they've petitioned for it to be like taken down.
Wow.
How do you think you could sleep in like in a house like in a house like that? I don't think I could do it.
I think maybe you turn them off at night, but maybe you don't. I don't know.
That's the whole point though. If you turn them off at night, maybe, when are you going to turn them
that's
off?
That's a good point. Maybe you like have like an eye mask or something. But anyway, they believe their lawyer is arguing that it engenders goodwill.
Do an American accent, okay. Like more American lawyer accent, like suits.
Oh, I'm going to really struggle with it. They believe it engenders goodwill. That's like Australian goodwill and a bond between the community.
That's
so awful. That was so awful. I do apologise for that.
Fort Lauderdale-based lawyer James Health.
But then, if you want to take it even more extreme than that, you give a few people who kind of twist the whole thing. So Ohio, a man has erected the nativity scene portraying Jesus, Mary, and Joseph as zombies.
Okay, that's not great.
Wow. That's a bit radical.
Yeah.
But there we go. I mean,
there was one thing about Disney there. I don't know what that was.
Where's that?
The Hot Above. So yeah. The Osborne family, what does it say?
It says the popular Osborne family spectacle of dancing lights displays ending its run on holiday this season after 2 decades.
Oh, shit.
At Disney's Hollywood Studios in Orlando. More than 2 million lights belong.
2 million lights?
2 million!
Which apparently belong to the Arkansas philanthropist Jennings Osborne, had found a home in Florida in 1995 after he was sued by neighbours and ordered by the courts to take down most of
that. Must also be really hot. Like, actually hot.
Yeah, like, give out a lot of
heat.
Like,
heat. Yeah.
Yeah, very uneconomical. I hope this is renewably sourced.
Yeah.
Can I just say, I don't particularly like the idea. Like, what do you guys think about that?
It can be a bit like tatty. Like, there is somewhere in St. Albans I used to drive past on the bus to school, and like they had this ridiculous scene. Like, the whole neighbourhood was dark, and then you'd see this house in the middle with just all of these lights, and it's quite cool as like a spectacle. But if you live next to it, I imagine it would get really annoying. So yeah, I'm not sure.
I mean, it's also like a show off sometimes. Like, okay, I understand why you might want like a small nativity scene or like a Santa or anything, but like 2,000 lights or whatever, like that is a show off. Like,
yeah, no, I know. I mean, but also it's got to be tasteful. Right? I always think that white Christmas lighting is a little bit more kind of in vogue, you know. But anyway, there we go. Extreme competitions of Christmas displays.
Boom. Me against you next year, Charlie.
Let's do it. Sports. I know.
Well, that was fun, wasn't it?
Frosty the Snowman from the 1969 animated film version, sung by Jeanette Ultry.
Moving on. It's time to get political. From Frosty the Snowman to Theresa May and Brexit. What's been happening, Charlie?
Well, actually, I was up in Westminster today, and
big man.
Yeah, I saw a few politicians knocking around. So there's a really big police presence there at the moment.
Really? Maybe like, they knew you were coming.
Guns and stuff. Funny one.
Because I was there over the summer when there was that last attack that happened.
Oh, really?
I was right there. I saw it all. Tried to give some chocolates to the policeman, but they wouldn't accept for some reason.
They thought I'd dodge us. You mean saw it all?
I did see it all.
See what?
I was in. You know, there was that attack in.
You didn't see it.
I didn't see it, actually see it, but I saw the response to it.
Oh, right, yeah.
I couldn't get to work.
They've erected a load of new barriers and stuff around it.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It was amazing though, because I got there the night before and I was just walking around, and my mum and I were walking up, and it was like, oh, that's Westminster Abbey, or that's the Supreme Court, or there's the Houses of Parliament. Like, it was crazy.
Someone said they saw Vince
this
morning.
That's my mum, she saw Vince this morning.
Really, Vince Cable?
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
Being interviewed.
You interviewed him last week.
I did, you know, and... Well, you know.
Everybody, who hasn't these days? Who hasn't seen Vince Cable? That's the way it works. Right, okay. Theresa May and Jeremy Corbyn have been clashing. And do you know what she did? She goes, if you'd like to really discuss the Brexit deal, why don't you debate me on TV? And do you know what Jeremy Corbyn said?
No, thank you.
No, he actually said, yes, I would.
He said, yes, I would.
And they might actually end up having a debate about the Brexit deal, which is going to be the most rubbish and boring thing, I think, possibly on television.
So like a Remainer arguing for Brexit and a Brexiteer arguing for Remainer.
It is like a very strange situation. Yeah, it's a bit bizarre.
Maybe they should do that. They should get like, that could be a format for the TV debates. They get the leader of each party to like switch and argue for the other side, and they have to like all debate each other.
That could be quite an interesting
way
of working.
Can I just say, someone just sent a blank message.
Is that
a work of art? Is that political commentary of the most abstract and incisive form? Commenting on like what they think is
he's really running.
Yeah,
right,
no, this is what we've
is, is this a worry about the state for democracy? Is this a worry about the state of representative institutions?
Or is it just like an accidental click on a mouse?
Charlie, you have to ruin everything, don't you?
Right, okay, back to the news. It was actually, me and Christos were talking about something quite interesting about sort of Christmas related.
Me and Christos.
I go away for 1 minute, Sam, and suddenly you roll over someone else.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still other people when you're even there, I wouldn't mind. Basically, so there's a very interesting situation happening now in the Netherlands. Now, for many years, had a tradition whereby Santa Claus was one figure they had. It's quite a big, as we have all Santa Claus. But instead of having elves, which they think are absolutely ridiculous, what they have instead is they have black slaves who help Santa Claus. Actually true.
That's absolutely bizarre.
Eric in France says, "You wouldn't catch me sending a black message." And so they have black slaves as instead of elves in the Netherlands. And obviously, for many years, that was seen as okay. Then when slavery stopped, they said, "Oh, it's just Santa's black helpers." So, and remember, these aren't.
Are we
like
talking
black
about
people.
What 200 years ago? Because that's when slavery stopped.
I mean, this is now. Remember, they're not black people. They're people who black up. Yeah.
So they're pretend slaves.
They're pretend.
Are they coerced into labour for Santa Claus? Yes or no?
I mean, I'm saying that if you were to go and sit on Santa's lap,
are they coerced into working for Santa?
I'm not really sure. All I know is that if you were to go to like the I don't know, the Netherlands equivalent of the Harlequin into Watford, we'd actually and like go to sit on Santa's lap.
Oh, right.
Right next to me, find two people who are blacked up, sitting there, directly to Santa. So, and it obviously created, rightly so, a lot of very interesting political dynamics in the Netherlands at the moment. There are some people who say, "Oh, it's just tradition, doesn't really stand for anything." And we're saying, probably maybe quite rightly, this is absolutely racist. How can this be allowed? And it is a very scary, someone says it's a scary conversation. I think it is. And it's interesting to sort of see how this works. And what I think sometimes is quite interesting, we obviously hear so much about America and sort of the race situation over there. We sort of don't hear so much about what goes on in other countries. And I think the race discussion can often be very different and sort of what seems so obvious to us can sort of, even in Western European countries, can be quite far behind in other respects. So it could be, it's quite interesting to sort of see how things play out over there and whether they say, "Oh, it's just tradition" or something, or they just, you know, they manage to probably rightly get rid of it very, very soon. What do you think, Christos?
I think that, as you said, like the fact that we don't hear as much from Western Europe doesn't mean that there's not these issues there. It just means that Americans are more willing to start the conversation.
What about Greece? What do you have in Greece?
We don't have slaves helping Santa. No,
but they do.
To be fair,
have...
we don't actually celebrate Santa. Which is interesting. No, not Saint Nicholas.
Who brings
we celebrate Saint Basil.
Who's Saint Basil?
Saint Basil was like
what,
one
does he
of
bring,
the.
Does he have a slave?
It's like, as it happens, no. It was like an important church figure of the Eastern Church.
So how'd you get your presents?
So how do we get our presents? It's actually, we don't get them on Christmas Day.
When do you get them? Christmas Eve.
No, New Year's, because it's St. Basil's Day.
Really? St. Basil?
Yeah, it's an interesting...
Is that why you eat a lot of basil? Because you've got a basil...
Yes, Sam, exactly.
Still having a Christmas tree.
I do actually have my own basil in my room, by the way.
You do? Is that what you put your presents underneath? You put under your basil plant?
Under the basil tree. Day. Doesn't work.
Doesn't really work.
We have a basil tree, not a Christmas tree, you know?
Anyway...
You know,
do you actually have a basil tree?
No, you know I'm joking right now.
I was totally believing you.
Anyway.
Hopefully you're going to be on the show next week, although this is sort of... the end of the
official
run. We thought we'd maybe get. Well, we're trying to find a good Christmas quote quickly to see if we can get one. Someone says, "What did it say here?" It says, "Christmas is the season not only of our what did it say
of rejoicing,
but of reflection." That's just not really funny, is it? It's just sort of like a fact.
You thought I was going to be really funny.
I did, and it didn't really work.
What's your political Christmas wish?
I think this year, if we're looking forward to the year, we'll do that next week. I think we'll have like political reflections, especially. But I think we're going to see an interesting year. Brexit's going to happen. If you ask me, it's definitely going to be a general election. Because Jeremy Corbyn's probably going to fight incredibly hard for it. And I think that's